This is the free edition of Lyrics on a Cover, case number 333, X's and O's by L. King. You are currently subscribed to the free feed of Lyrics on a Cover, which will get updated once monthly. To subscribe to the show and receive a weekly episode, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click on subscribe at the top of the page.
Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. This is Brian Ibbett, thanking you for listening. And now, here's your host, Vincent Minucci.
A slow burn hit released in September 2014 that took the radio waves by storm in the summer of 2015. X's and O's was a relatively controversial track for its innuendo-laden lyrics, and for the ire it raised with the singers, X's of which she sang. L. King is a 26-year-old singer with a blues rock sound and the musical soul of someone considerably her elder. L. King was born Tanner L. Schneider. Her mother is former model London King, and her father is actor-comedian Rob Schneider.
Making copies!
Her parents divorced and her mother remarried, moving them to Ohio, where she would spend much of her youth. In a July 2012 interview with Vanity Fair magazine, the singer recounts the inspiration for her musical style. She says, "I grew up loving Etta James and Aretha Franklin and Al Green and Otis Redding, and I just love old-school R&B. She also recounts her love of country, stemming from her living in Southern Ohio. "So I grew up listening to Hank Williams and Johnny Cash with my grandpa." On her rock influences, she credits her stepfather, of whom she says, "He basically taught me everything I know about music." At age 9, her stepfather, Justin Tessa, gave Al an album by the all-girl hard rock band The Donnas, and that was the moment that she knew her destiny lie in music. The discovery of the banjo as an accompaniment piece opened her eyes to what music could be. She attended the University of the Arts in Philadelphia, moved to Copenhagen, Denmark for a time, then moved to Brooklyn, New York, and set about her musical career. The aforementioned Vanity Fair interview came on the heels of her song, Playing for Keeps, being made the theme song for the TV series Mob Wives Chicago. This was King's first noteworthy achievement in music, But X's and O's would make a unique mark of success. X's and O's was released 6 months ahead of the February 17, 2015 release of her debut album, Love Stuff, which was mixed at Jimi Hendrix's Electric Lady Studios in Greenwich Village. On February 18th, she performed the single on the Today Show. It was then that the track started gaining traction on the charts. In a fall 2015 article on Billboard.com by Gary Trust, the writer remarks on how, more than a year after the track's release, it is still reaching new milestones by reaching the Radio Hits Top 10 list. The song would break the top 10 on the Billboard Top 100, and it reached the top of the alternative charts, becoming only the second female artist to hit that spot since 1996, the first being Lorde with Royals. The track even crossed over to the adult top 40 chart, reaching number one. Certified double platinum in Australia, Canada, and the US, it cannot be argued that this song is not a true and substantiated hit, which has made Elle King a household name. Two Grammy nods in 2016 for Best Rock Performance and Best Rock Song, and the win for Producer of the Year for Jeff Basker and his work with Elle King doesn't hurt either.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. Mara Makel-Mendez is our head writer, and Vincent Minucci is writer and host. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @Coverville, @Scully, and @RylandDune. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.